Civil society groups in Fiji are calling on the government to come clean and tell the people the truth about the state of the economy. This comes amid public consultations on the highly anticipated 21-2022 national budget, which is expected to be delivered this Friday. The COVID Alliance for Humanitarian Response says there is a lot of uncertainty about the state of the economy and the future direction being taken by the government. The Alliance says with several major cyclones also striking Fiji during the past year of the pandemic, the government should own up if it does not have the money to help Fijians. Christine Rovoy reports.
Last July, the government unveiled the largest ever $1.7 billion US budget for the 2020-2021 financial year. In delivering it to Parliament, the Minister for Economy, Aya Sayed Kayum, also announced a $930 million US stimulus package to fund the government's recovery from the impact of COVID-19. Addressing last week's virtual public consultation on the 2021-2022 budget from Singapore, Sayed Kayum said the government had borrowed $1.4 billion, of which $690 million was sourced offshore, while the rest, $454 million, is from the National Provident Fund. Mr. Sayed Kayum said the gross borrowing is to pay for operating expenditure due to less revenue and the economy contracting.
Are we borrowing money to build things that's no use to us? We're borrowing money to spend on operating expenditure. Are we borrowing money just to pay for government expenses or civil service pay, etc.? We have not done that. We have not borrowed money to pay for operating expenditure. But this year, for the first time, we are actually borrowing to pay for operating expenditure because we have less revenue and our economy is contracted.
But the leader of the opposition Unity Party and former treasurer Savinatha Narumbe says stabilizing revenue and removing wasteful expenses must be the first priority of any government in a crisis. However, he says the government has done exactly the opposite by destabilizing the revenue further.
Fiji is simply borrowing, full stop. Government is borrowing more so the future generations could borrow less. This is simply nonsense. Economic nonsense. The only reason why the future generation would borrow less is because they would have to seriously cut expenses in order to have enough money to repay the debt.
Fiji has had more than 60 cases of COVID-19, with two deaths so far. 1 year into the pandemic, thousands of Fijians, majority of them in the tourism sector, are still without work or are on reduced hours because the border remains closed. Shamima Ali of the COVID Alliance for Humanitarian Response claims state assistance is not reaching people who have lost their jobs and families who have nothing to eat.
We are quite concerned of what is happening in terms of medicine, in terms of medical attention, in terms of food on the table, you know, the job losses, the pay cuts and so on. And education, you know, how many kids are not in school. So we are not getting a clear picture from the government, but on the ground, where the picture is getting clearer and clearer.
The head of the European Union in the Pacific, Sujiro Sim, launched the Citizens' Budget Guide in Suva last week and called on the government to prioritise health in the budget. Ambassador Sim says money must be spent to safeguard the Fijian people from COVID-19 because of the impact the pandemic has had on jobs and the 40% dent it has placed on government revenue.
Citizens must be involved in the elaboration and in the execution of the budget according to the principles of transparency and accountability, which are really about saying what you do and doing what you say. I called for everyone to work in partnership because whatever we do, we do it better if we do it together.
Sayed Kayum had earlier told Parliament that last year's budget deficit was steep at 20.2%, which pushed the debt-to-GDP ratio to 83.4%. But he said the cost of doing nothing was far steeper.
Together, we can build a more liberal economy, an inclusive, fair and just society, supported by a more streamlined system of revenue collection that lends ease and transparency to businesses, creates and sustains jobs whilst eliminating loopholes that all too often lead to corruption. We can broaden our economic foundation.
The government has projected that its total debt will increase to $4.1 billion by July this year, with gross borrowing for the 2020-2021 financial year at $1.4 billion. According to a report by the Citizens' Budget Guide, the government's expenditure for 2020-2021 has increased by around $69 million. The report said the expenditure was higher than the COVID-19 response budget. The EU-funded report was developed by the Fiji Council of Social Services with the support of the United Nations Development Programme and the Pacific Islands Association of NGOs. Nayadhangu, Christine Ravoy.